You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret. Ooh. Well, thanks for being with us today. This is the 10th episode, which means I'm officially stopping the episode counting now because I've run out of fingers. It's kind of like a time that comes when you have to stop counting about someone's age in months. So when I was like 6 months old, it was cute. 18 months old, still acceptable. But 162 months old? That's just annoying, right? My sister gets it. I hope that you've been enjoying the Corona Cabaret so far. If you are watching, I'll take that as a yes. Or maybe you're just here to see one of my amazing guests. To start things off, I'm so happy to welcome back Lily Brooks O'Brien. Lily Brooks is one of the stars of the brand new Netflix show called The Big Show Show, which is being released today. So when you're done watching this, please go check it out. Let's see if we can get some details from Lily Brooks herself. Hi, Lily Brooks.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good as well. I'm so excited I finally get to see The Big Show Show on my TV.
Yes, it is out today. I'm super excited for everyone to see it. Make sure that you guys go watch it so that you can see me on TV.
Can you tell us a little bit about The Big Show Show?
Yeah, so The Big Show Show is a family comedy. It is on Netflix. It's about a WWE champion, The Big Show, and his life with his three daughters after he's retired from wrestling. So Big Show is kind of figuring out what it's like to not be on the road so much and adapting to the life of being at home with his three kids. And it's also about Lola coming in to move with us. She's our half-sister, and she's coming in to move with us because her mom gets a job overseas. So it's the whole family adapting to Big Show being home more and to Lola being at home and she and her being the new big sister.
Can you tell us a little bit about your character, which you play?
Yeah, so I play Mandy White, Big Show's middle daughter. Mandy is a very positive, ambitious, overachiever who's extremely determined, and she wants to be a leader and make the world a better place. Her idols are RBG and Leslie Knope from Parks and Rec, and she's a very type A personality, so she's very organized, and she's definitely an old soul.
Was she easy to relate to her at all?
There was definitely parts of her that was easy to relate to. I feel like Mandy is basically me, but bumped up like times 10. She's very like over the top and very ambitious, positive. I love her character so much, and she was so amazing to play.
Oh, did you have a favorite episode to shoot?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I loved all of the episodes, but I'd have to say my two favorites were episode 6 and 8. Yeah.
I know this is a challenging time for all of us, but the timing of the show's release is just really a perfect timing because we're all self-isolating at home, and I know that The Big Show Show is exactly what I need to watch starting tonight.
Yes.
I'm so excited for you, Lily Brooks.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so excited for everyone to see it. It's really good for the whole family to watch together, especially while we're all stuck at home and together.
Oh, and what song will you be singing today and why?
Yeah, I'll be singing Piece by Piece by Kelly Clarkson. The reason I'm singing the song is because my voice teacher from Memphis, Mandy Thomas, is actually on The Voice. Her battle will be out today. And she is on Team Kelly. Yeah.
Wow. Great. Let's do this.
Thank you so much. Let's do it.
You burned in me at 6 years old, you know. father could stay. And all of your words fall flat. I've made something of myself, and now you wanna come back. But sure.
O'Brien on Instagram at Lily Brooks O'Brien and watch her on The Big Show Show on Netflix. I met Lily Brooks while we were both working in New York City, and although I'm not there right now, my heart is there with everyone in the city. Thank you so much to all the amazing medical professionals and all of the essential employees back in New York City. I cannot wait to be back there. Until then, this song is for NYC.
To Hollywood.
NYC, I hope we can all be back there soon. Until then, I'll keep bringing on some amazing guests. My next guest was in the Broadway National Tour of The Sound of Music, was Annie in, well, Annie, and starred in many shows throughout the U.S. Hi, Alexa!
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. It's been a while since we've seen each other last.
Yeah. Yeah, how have you been doing?
I've been good. How are you?
Pretty good as well. How has the coronavirus impacted you?
It's impacted me more than, like, just staying inside the whole day. Like, everybody has to do that. But it's impacted me because it's weird to take the switch from being able to see each other live and in person to doing everything completely virtual, like at school even, and even when I'm trying to talk to my friends and stuff like this, we all have to do it virtual instead of being live, so.
Yeah, has anything happened to you, like, positive as a result of staying home and everything going virtual?
The one thing that is positive is that I can't get my bangs cut because I've wanted to grow them out for so long, and now I can do that, so that's kind of positive.
Great. What song are you going to be singing today and why?
I'm singing On My Way, and I'm singing that because it's a really, I like the song, and it's, I feel that it's a very empowering song, and I think that we need that in this moment, especially to have hope that we're going to get through this, even though people are going through a lot of tough times at the moment with everybody getting sick and stuff like that. I just think that we all need to be hopeful.
Perfectly said. Well, I'm ready whenever you are.
Before another sunrise wakes me, before another night is gone, I'll find out where this highway takes me. You know I gotta travel on. Left my troubles all behind me, back there when I climbed on board. Jordan River's where you'll find me. It's wide but not too wide to ford. And as I'm going along, I carry with me promises that can't go wrong. As I travel on, as I travel on my way.
That was wonderful, Alexa. You can follow Alexa on Instagram at Alexa LaSanta. You may have seen my final guest on the Broadway National Tour of The Sound of Music, the Broadway National Tour of Irving Berlin's White Christmas, she was on for 2 years, and was in the DreamWorks animation series Trolls The Beat Goes on Netflix, and so many other projects. Kyla, are you there?
Hey, Josh.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Pretty good. How has the coronavirus impacted you?
Well, I'm doing school online now, homeschooling, which I'm actually really used to because I did it for 18 months on tour. But one negative impact that it's had on me is that I had a new DreamWorks pilot coming up, and that's kind of set aside for now. So, yeah.
Well, I'm sure that hopefully that will be picked up after this little suspension of all theatrical and TV productions.
Yeah, I think it should be too.
Yeah. But what is something positive that has happened as a result of staying home?
Well, I get to see my family a lot. I am watching a lot of movies with my family. family movie night every night. And I get to play guitar and dance a lot more than I used to, which is really great because I'm doing all the stuff that I love and I get to snuggle with my dog and he's so cute.
Yay, we would. Type of dog.
I have a cockapoo. He's
really They're so adorable. I have a Havanese and she does not like people. She has like a selective people that she likes and then the rest she's like, you're in the meal, what are you doing? She's like, get away, why are you trying to take my toy? But what song will you be singing today for us on the Corona Cabaret, and why?
I will be singing Here I Am from Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. It's a really fun song to sing, and that's why I picked it, because I feel like everybody just needs a little smile, a little laugh right now, because the coronavirus is so crazy. And I feel like if we can just joke around, it'll make everything a little bit better.
Cool. I'm ready whenever you are.
Yes, here we go.
That was such a fun song. You can follow Kyla on Instagram at Kyla G. Carter. If you are enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. I hope you all enjoyed the 10th episode of the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, Corona Cabaret. Thanks to all my wonderfully talented guests, Lily Brooks O'Brien at Lily Brooks O'Brien, Alexa LaSanta at Alexa LaSanta, and Kyla Carter at Kyla D. Carter. Thank you so much for watching, and let's keep entertaining. Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram at Joshua Turgeon, and let's keep making music to help the Actors Fund. Stay healthy and wash your hands.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.